We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Top of your head, Craig. No Chris today. He's off. He actually isn't off. He went and did work for CNN today. CNN calls. Chris Mueller picks up the phone. He'll do any interview. Fox News, I don't know if it was the same, if that request was put in for him. But he's off because he has national work. And if you don't believe me, you can go on Chris's Twitter and get the answer. But I do have Craig Riley here before he goes to Orlando for a family vacation, another one of these Disney trips that he's paying thousands of dollars for. And then he gets a free trip to Florida for spring training.
That's right.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
In the fan bungalow.
Me. Yep.
In the house that Jim Colony built.
That's what they call it.
Congratulations, I guess.
Very excited.
Okay. You are now. Get back to me 10 days into the trip. Yeah, when you've already heard, when you're interviewing Colin Moran for the seventh time. And let's see if you're still as optimistic and excited about it. Off the top of your head, Big Ben Roethlisberger's head-to-head record against Eli Manning is
2-1. I don't know how many times
3-1.
They played.
3-1.
Okay.
And that was a clip from the last time they played, 2016 at Heinz Field. Ben got the better end of things. The only time Manning went up against Ben and beat him was in the Steelers' last Super Bowl year. The Giants came here and won. 2008. Other than that, it was all Big Ben, including back in 04 when they met in December as rookies. And Ben went to East Rutherford, New Jersey, and beat Manning as a rookie. I don't know if you guys, this might be a new one today, how much you've been watching or paying attention to some of the other shows, but I figured we would just do 4 hours today on, is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer? That one popped into my head. I was driving into work today, and I said, I think I've got something that you're not going to hear anywhere else today, and that was the question I have for you, or thought of, is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer? But you can't, I don't think you could put, I think Mulsey got asked on CNN about that today. That's the topic du jour. But Eli Manning's retirement does make me think about Ben Roethlisberger. It's hard not to when they came in together, and I've read a couple articles that make it seem like the Giants weren't that far off from taking Roethlisberger. You know, if they couldn't orchestrate the trade with the Chargers, they probably would have just picked Ben, and he would have been their franchise quarterback. And I don't think it changes history that much. I think in some parallel universe, if Eli Manning had ended up a Steeler and Ben Roethlisberger had ended up a Giant, I think we're probably still looking at teams with two Super Bowls each. The Steelers have had more prolonged success than the Giants because Big Ben's a better quarterback than Eli Manning. And maybe the overall numbers, the volume stats don't back that up because Eli Manning's been more durable and more dependable and he's played in more games. But overall, Ben has been a better quarterback. He's been a more efficient quarterback. He's consistently given his team a chance to win more often than Eli Manning. This Eli Manning retirement, though, has spawned a lot of conversations. And I want to tell you about one I saw today. It's not Eli Manning, Hall of Famer, yes or no. It's something else. Watching ESPN this morning, and they put a graphic up with a question today that said, will Drew Brees, Tom Brady, or Aaron Rodgers get back to a Super Bowl? Will Drew Brees, Tom Brady, or Aaron Rodgers get back to a Super Bowl? You know, the producers at ESPN, well, a Super Bowl winning quarterback just retired. It's the beginning of the end for the 2004 quarterbacks. Let's spin off that topic into another question about old quarterbacks. Can these veteran, aging, Hall of Fame quarterbacks, can any of them get back to the Super Bowl? Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. I saw that question and right, boom, popped into my head right away. I see that and I thought, the national sports media is giving up on Big Ben.
You know, I guess this old Cowboy's got a little bit left in him.
The national sports media wants you to believe that Ben Roethlisberger has nothing left. They don't even throw him in with those three guys. And why is that? Ben has more Super Bowls than Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees. Okay, he's not statistically their equals. No one's on the same level as Tom Brady all time. But how do those guys get that respect and Ben doesn't? I don't get that. Sometimes I feel like the national sports media has something out for Big Ben. He got blamed for the Antonio Brown thing, and now his peer retires today. And it turns into a topic about the race against Father Time for other Hall of Fame quarterbacks and not him. And I know those guys aren't coming off an elbow injury and elbow surgery, and those guys look a little healthier and more fit than Ben right now. It is unlikely, but it is not impossible for Ben Roethlisberger with the Pittsburgh Steelers to get back to another Super Bowl. It's not impossible. John Elway was a Super Bowl MVP at 38 years old. Ben turns 38 in March. Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl at 39 because he had a great defense. I think the Steelers have the potential to be a great defense. It's unlikely, but it's not impossible. But the national sports media wants you to believe that it can't happen. They're giving up on Big Ben. They are shoveling dirt on Big Ben. And I'm just not ready to read him last rites as a quarterback. I don't feel great about it. Watching Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson and some of these younger quarterbacks in the AFC, I don't feel great about things. But I'm also not giving up, and the national sports media wants to do that. I think the national sports media, for the most part, does not like Ben Roethlisberger, and I'm not really sure why. I mean, for years, Ben did a radio show on this station that gave the national sports media content all fall. If there's a quarterback that they should kiss up to and give the benefit of the doubt to and respect a little bit more, it should be him because he was media friendly. I don't get it. When guys from your draft class retire and hang them up because they've got nothing left, it does make you think about your guys, your quarterback's mortality. Eli Manning's done. Philip Rivers has left Southern California. He's moved away. He's going to try to catch on with somebody else like Joe Namath and Johnny Unitas and Peyton Manning and Brett Favre, even though he's not in the same sentence as those guys. He's going to try to latch on somewhere for a year or two. And Ben's going to try to rebound from a major elbow injury. I'm not shoveling dirt on him yet, and the national sports media did that today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.